monster is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, sorry, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty out there today. Please don't blow up my email and please don't blow up my text message saying, where are you? Because we're here. For sure we're here. But the world's run through technology, is it not? And we got I got an unbelievable team of guys down in Mount Airy, North Carolina. That's where we broadcast out of. Now, I'm in Ohio, but the transmission, where all of our information is stored, all of that is out of Mount Airy, North Carolina, Andy Griffith country, Andy Griffith's hometown. So sometimes things go down, you know, and people say, Coach, sometimes I get in there, it just spins and spins and spins. I can't help you. I don't know anything about it. But Jared's good after it, and Spencer's good after it, and they'll get all this stuff cleaned up on us, and maybe they have to go in and fix some things, but they'll get it done. And so we're running a little bit late here, about 7 minutes late here this morning because we couldn't. I don't know whether it's on my end or whether it's on their end. It doesn't really matter, but we're trying to wiggle our way through that, folks. So you can really help me a lot when this kind of stuff happens. Please don't email me, because when it happens, we know that it happens. You know, people will email me and say, Coach, it's just spinning. It's just spinning. We know it's just spinning. we're trying to get it fixed. And so if I get 30 Coach, it's just spinning emails, then I try to answer all 30. It's just spinning emails, and we're working on it here today. I am I'm back in the saddle again. I apologize for whatever form of human being sat in this seat over the last few days. I think I'm back and appreciative to be here. And people always what a wonderful group. I'm gonna run through some of the stuff today. What a team we have here, man. What a team. And you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not. Last week, when I was when this sickness jumped on me, which I believe was spread on me at Bard's Fest, I'll get into that later on. I was supposed to go to Oklahoma. Well, the little action happened with little Declan, who's fearfully and wonderfully made and doing well. Thank you. Keep praying for him. And so I went home rather than to Oklahoma. Well, Brett and Dr. Sherry, they went to Oklahoma, and they've been in Oklahoma ever since. What day was that? What day did – I mean, I was sick as a dog, and Declan went in to be born. That was the 8th. What is today? Today's the 13th. It's 7th, maybe it was. Bear with me a second. Get my mind rolling here, right? And, folks, I can't even tell you what came over me physically. And, again, it wasn't a virus. It wasn't that thing they're trying to tell us that thing is, you know. It's something – something I've never ever experienced ever, and for the most part, I've been asleep and get up and walk out on the couch and go to sleep. For 5 or 6 days, it's been like that. Begin to break free of it, clear of it yesterday, but Brett and Dr. Sherry have been on the road. They haven't been home in the whole time that I've been home, and they've been doing a wonderful job. And out there in Oklahoma, where I couldn't get to Oklahoma, Randy showed up out there and spoke, and Chad Estes showed up out there and spoke, and Kevin Van Story was there, and Paul Webb was there, and Ken Wan was there, and I'm forgetting others. Randy, RJ was there, and the whole world got to see our team. I wasn't even there. They saw our team in action. And I just kept getting reports from, oh, my, Randy did so good, and Chad did so good, and oh, my goodness, And I wasn't even there. I made a little video that they played at the events, but it was only about probably 5 minutes of me trying to explain what was going on. And it's just been a remarkable, remarkable thing to watch, and to watch what's going on down with Dale down in New Orleans. And Jeff, golly, buying 2 brand new solar freezers, shipping them food down there. I think who was it that took that down there? Was that, oh my goodness, brain kick in here. Drove it all the way down. Drove it all the way down to, dropped it off a day and drove back home. And Larry drove stuff over and dropped it off. And Craig Mickles got stuff going out his door to down there. And it's been unbelievable to watch. Because always in the past, when we had to do some type of hurricane relief, I showed up, boots on the ground. I took a team. We went with me. I haven't done that. Just said, hey, we need help. Rich Wallace drove it all the way down there. Said, hey, we need help. Help came. It's been remarkable. It's been remarkable to watch. And I just want to salute all of you and thank all of you for being good players, good team members, good team players. And Betty Perkins clear out there, had to drive clear out to North Dakota again for the death of her brother. She's been out there for 5 or 6 days. I don't know how long it is. Faithful soldier that she is. Tracy, I mean, just everywhere. Bobby Lee and his crew raising hell in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania Brett and Mountain Man. And it's, I'm just honored by you guys and all that you've done. And no matter how I, you know, no matter what I say, I forget somebody and don't ever want to do that. I'm just thankful to be part of it. Part of this team, part of this group. I want to cover a couple things here. I've shut down the chat. I told my wife this morning I'm reclaiming my own show. If you don't like that, I'm sorry. I'm reclaiming my own show. You tune in this show to listen to me and everybody else that comments, not to argue back and forth with each other in the chat. So you guys learn to behave a little bit, and Grampy will throw you a bone and let you come back in here and talk to each other. If you really want to chat and go after each other and fight over foolishness and exchange phone numbers and fight over foolishness. Have at it. But we're not going to do it in here anymore. Cool. All good. Coach, what's going on tonight? Yeah, Brett, I'm sorry. It just says tonight there. I had the most unbelievable brain fog. Can you just click on tonight? Spencer, I sent you an email. It just says tonight. Folks, I don't know how to explain this. Thanks, bud. There's a group of people who are working with us behind the scenes that you don't know anything about, and I'm not sure I do, to be honest with you. But they're arranging these events across the country. And we're finding that when we go and we hold these things, that we are raising up more believers. We're bringing people together. So tonight we are going to be in somewhere in, there it is, Bluefield Road in Mooresville, North Carolina. An event to educate, empower, and encourage patriots to challenge the status quo and to be light in the darkness. We're trying to do the best we can to spread this whole idea of salt and light brigades and people getting organized and fighting together all across America. So it might be like this on Friday. I got an email that says, hey, listen, Monday we're going to be in North Carolina. What? North Carolina, they're in Oklahoma. How are they going to get to North Carolina? Well, somebody's going to fly them. You heard what I said. Somebody's going to fly them. And so Brett and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny are going to get on a plane this morning in Oklahoma, and they're going to fly to North Carolina, and I'm jumping in the car, and I'm driving down, and I'm going to meet with them down there today. And then Sherry's going to fly back to Cleveland for the first time in a week. She's going to be home. And I'm going to drive Brett back to Ohio here. We'll get up and do it all over again, right? So if you're in that area down there at all, try to encourage people to come and be part of it. Mooresville Lake City Church, 311 Bluefield Road, Mooresville, North Carolina. I've rambled quite a bit here this morning. Hey, Brett, you have anything to add? I know you're out there hanging on, man. Is any update or anything as to where we are? And then Dale, I'm going to let you come in and give kind of an update. Are you there, Brett? Maybe we're still spinning. Dale, you want to come on in? Anybody hearing me this morning? Hello? Hello,
Warren. I got you, Coach.
There you go. I can hear you. So come on in. Who's coming? Brett, are you there? Dale?
Oh, I'm here, Coach. Just give me 1 second. I'm emptying my ice chest.
All right. Coach, while we're waiting on Dale, I just want to thank that they're not in the queue right now, but one of you guys sent me a donation for my personal expenses and stuff on hauling my cooking trailer down to New Orleans and all. And it was just, I praise God for putting it on his heart. And I praise the person for being obedient, because almost to the dollar, it was exactly the cost of gas and food and everything else, and filling up the propane tanks and the whole works. It was just amazing how smooth that was.
Larry, I want to say this publicly. I say it jokingly sometimes. Say, you know, Larry can be a pain in the ass. Larry can be a pain in the ass. But Larry, I got to tell you something, brother. You are one faithful man of God. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate everything you do. That when there's an issue that arrives, I know if Larry says he'll be there, he'll be there.
Amen, Coach.
And I just want you to know that we appreciate that, Larry. And even though sometimes I want to put you in a noogie and pound you on your head, I appreciate all you do, brother. Anybody amen any noogies for Larry? Anybody amen that?
Amen.
No noogies for Larry. He's an elder.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, Dale, are you peeing? What are you doing there, man?
I'm here, Coach. And I already did all that. I took care of all that business.
Okay. Fill everybody in on what's going on, Dale.
I make ice, have an ice maker in my house, so I don't have to buy ice. I have to keep emptying the machine and put it in freezers so we're not having to buy it. But we were just talking about that last night. We were like, we need to get some money into Larry's hands I'm just telling you, Larry came down. I mean, dropped off the trailer, got back into the Suburban, didn't leave my church parking lot, didn't get just, all right, I'm heading back out. It was just like that, turning around, bringing that trailer. So it was a blessing because this is the first test run, you know, and I was thinking that we were going to do a couple hundred people, and it turned into almost 300 people yesterday.
Wow.
And the people coming in and the Bibles, we need the Bibles, because to me, it's first ministry. Then we can meet needs also. So once again, Coach, this is what we do. There's a balance. And trust me, I'm very prophetic. You know me. I'll go to the abortion clinics. I'll go to the White House or wherever I need to go. But then there's a merciful side also. What is it that the Lord requireth of thee? To do justice, to love mercy, and to walk
humbly with your Lord.
Right. Yep. So we had a great feeding yesterday. And as Coach, what he said is exactly that. What an honor badge back to Coach to see like what that team did down in Oklahoma, what's happening down here in New Orleans. Coach, you can't be everywhere.
No.
But you what did Paul say unto Timothy? Commit these things unto faithful men.
Amen. And we got some faithful men, buddy.
That's exactly what it is. You already knew. You don't have to say, geez, I don't know if I want to send all that stuff down to Dale. I don't know. You know, I mean, I know him, but I don't. You already know the Amen. Dude's going to do it. But then for me, it was the same thing. I stood back. We brought Larry's trailer out front. We started cooking, and my sons took over the cooking, and I just stepped back. And I went over and I watched my daughter-in-law's packaging up food and other people in the church delivering it. And I know that's the same thing, committing these things unto faithful men. So, brother, it's just trickling down. We've got a lot of relief efforts coming in. I appreciate everything and everybody for what you have done, whether it's monetarily or supplies, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
And, Dale, this isn't going to be over in a week.
It's a marathon. Listen, let me go back and say that they had some big churches, Samaritans. I had Samaritan's Purse try to get in touch with me. Hey, do you got any guys over there that can help us? They don't got the manpower even. I said, why would I send men to you? I need men over here. And so some of the big feeding sites have already closed. 1 week into it, that's what they do. I mean, I appreciate that they came down and fed. I really do. But they come down, they do the feeding, get a photo op, and then they're out. Brother, I'm in this thing for a long haul, whether it was here, whether it was in Houston. We were in Houston. Remember, we ended up putting people's houses back together. It's a long haul. It's a marathon.
Folks, I remember when I was down the last time at Port Arthur, I think it was Port Arthur. They kind of all run together after a while. And I always took a handful of cash. Always when we went on these ministry trips. Yeah, IRS, I took some cash. And no, I didn't report it to you, okay? We would take some cash. Because people down there were absolutely devastated. Didn't have anything. Banks aren't open, I don't think. How many of you keep a lot of cash around the house? And if it do keep it around the house, then a tornado comes or hurricane comes, where's your cash, right? So I always carried a wad of it, always did. And I can't tell you the number of times we would be able to, somebody be sitting outside of their house, and you could just see the distress all over them, the distress all over them, and just get out of them and walk over and ask them if you could, if if they needed anything, and they didn't even know what to say. They had that faraway look in their eyes. Everything had lost, you know. And be able to reach into your pocket and pull out a couple $100 bills and hand it to some woman, see her start weeping. It's like unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
We did that yesterday too, Coach. And let me tell you what, I got one of my elders in my church did not have insurance. His roof ripped off, his whole second story flooded, and his wall pulled away from his house. So we're in that situation.
Yeah. We can't even conceive it. Okay, listen, I don't know doom and gloom and woe is me. It is what it is. We're walking through a battle. We are literally walking through hell. Which, by the way, I keep telling everybody, I'm proud of my grandson. He walked through hell. I know that little guy has walked through hell. Declan, full of goodness. That's his name. And Michelle got to go hold him the other day. And it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Listen, I want to share this with you all again. Then I want to try to move on. And I got some good stuff to share, but we can kind of make it now that I'm human again. I really want to emphasize on folks again. Please listen. Hear me. What I got was not a virus. Now they can call it a virus. They can say it was. They can say whatever they want. They can call it whatever they want to call it. My entire last 3 weeks has been electrical. Entire last 3 weeks. I cannot explain it to you. I don't know how it got spread to me. I don't know how it got shed on me. I don't know what it is. But I've been watching some videos over the last, folks. This graphite that they have put into these vaccinations is deadly and purposely deadly. And that's how people are getting sick. That's how the transmission is taking place. And I was a little bit late this morning trying to get up and running. I wanted to share some videos with you guys to show you exactly what's going on with this graphite. Okay. Folks, listen, please hear me. Please hear me. Take your vitamins, like we talked about on Friday. Take your vitamins. Get your immune system up. But what you're being hit with, what I was hit with, is with some type of electrical transference into my body. That's all I can explain. And I did some research yesterday, talking to Mark Trump about it, because Mark's all over this stuff and how the transmission is coming from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated. The chances are pretty good now that if you're going to pick up something, you're going to pick it up from somebody who's been vaccinated, because that graphite is part of the vaccine. Now, I want to real quickly. This is a 8-minute video, but I want you, Spencer, put it. It's called the very first one there. Freedom, our freedom tube. Yeah, yes. The narrative is crumbling. Now, Spencer, maybe you can put this in about so we can speed it up a little bit. I want you guys to listen to this, okay? Too many experts to silence. They are beginning to lose. But the battle that we're fighting is the battle for truth. Dr. Peter McCullough, he's an epidemiologist, cardiologist, and internet. This is about an 8-minute video that Spencer, if you put it at about probably 1.5, it's going to be worth you guys watching this, okay? These are the experts. Listen, friends, listen to me. We have a demonic Luciferian government ruling over us, friends. Listen, that American government's not our government. That is not our government, friends. I wish I could make you understand, help you to understand exactly what's going on. We are a seized country by a series of Luciferians. I've got all kinds of information I could show you this morning, but I want you to watch this video. My wife's down there. What a pretty woman. Love you, sweetie. She's looking anyway. I'm sorry. So Spencer, let's try this at about 1.5 speed. It's probably going to take 6 minutes to play, but I think you guys need to know this and understand what's going on. Go ahead, Spencer.
Who have planned this? It's all planned. Now, why they planned this, I don't know. And I don't even think I want to know.
This system is being put in place using lies, and it's being put in place using lies for some purpose, and I believe that purpose is complete totalitarian control. And I think the purpose of that is going to be mass depopulation.
One of our problems here is the assumption that this is like every other vaccine we've ever seen, and it's not.
It's the greatest experiment that has ever been performed in the history of medicine, and it's been performed on human beings. It's just an incredible thought.
So all of this started to come together, and we started to get kind of a sick feeling in our stomachs that, wait a minute, this is science gone bad here. None of this is supposed to be happening. The CDC has never otherwise explained these stats, and they are so tightly related to the vaccine.
50% of healthcare providers are absolutely not getting this injection. We don't trust the data. Fox barred the hen house. The companies did their own data. There were no independent observer groups.
You should disregard all announcements about case rates in your community, because they're completely fraudulent.
The very inventor of the PCR test, Nobel Prize winner Kerry Mullis, said this test in itself is not a diagnosis.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody.
But they said we're being pressured in-house to add COVID to the diagnostic list when we think it has nothing to do with the actual cause of death.
As a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates.
It's another level now of criminality.
There's a lot of other doctors who feel the same way. Well, they're too frightened to speak up. And as soon as that happens, a notification, and you're in front of the medical board.
Dr. Robert Malone is a vaccine expert. He is the inventor of mRNA technology. He's undergone systematic attack. His history is literally being erased online. These fact-checking groups, for example, factcheck.org, they're funded by an organization that holds over $1.8 billion of stock in a vaccine company.
Once I was censored, I feel like I've kind of gone into this other world. And now I'm surrounded by people that it's kind of normal to have their work talked about in a strange way.
Sent me there to cover the COVID treatments at that hospital. I just wasn't supposed to ask that question. The viewers are being deceived by a carefully crafted narrative.
They are trying to push a narrative that is not based on the decades of immunology.
Nobody in the hospital! How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news, that's why.
People have turned to Facebook to share their stories and experiences. With one group reaching almost 65,000 members, it was removed overnight for no apparent reason.
The victims of this vaccine, they're not being able to tell their story.
Well, the censoring has been going on for well over a year. It's well documented. It's unequivocal.
TikTok is taking down all of my sounds so that you guys can't hear my story.
The Great Barrington Declaration, authored and signed by three of the world's leading experts in epidemiology, infectious diseases, and vaccines.
We've got to the point where scientists such as yourselves need to kind of gather for secret meetings in houses to come out with declarations of dissent.
Are you of the same opinion?
I don't think I can answer that question.
Why not?
Anyone who speaks out against this line of policy is shut down. I basically have to be in line with the government line.
Do you want your physicians and scientists, their voices suppressed? We're polarized right now. We're polarized. And threaten investigation and discipline for any physicians who express any of the negative aspects of any of these interventions, no matter what the evidence says.
If it is correct!
You're not the first doctor I've heard from. Maybe got unusual visits from the state or, you know, basically got a lot of pushback.
You have to realize the number of doctors and scientists who are saying no to all this outnumbers those who are saying yes.
And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the boards, you can kill me, you can do whatever, but I'm not going to let Americans die.
75 years ago, Hermann Göring testified at the Nuremberg trials, and he was asked, how did you make the German people go along with all this? And he said, it's an easy thing. The only thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear. You can do this in a Nazi regime, you can do it in a socialist regime, you can do it in a communist regime. You can do it in a monarchy and a democracy.
We, the Germans, are asking this question, how it happened in the 1930s. And a lot of people are now getting a sense how it happened.
We're held hostage to more and more mutations that can be used to manipulate us over and over again and take away our freedoms.
We've used these tactics in other countries to manipulate, divide and conquer. Now we're watching our own government and our military use them against us. Men of our unit and our service believe that we're putting our weapons in the wrong direction. This time now the tyranny is against us and our people, and we can't see it because it's on our home soil where it's never been before.
We need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right?
You don't get to just say, I'm following orders. And if that costs you your job, so be it. At least you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror at night.
They start enforcing the communist state through the vaccine passport. Please, Australia, do not move to any goalpost. The second you do, they start to build a fascist state.
In Australia, people have had it too good for too long, and they see these communist countries, and they think, there's no way that could happen here.
We are the most locked down country in the world.
There's over 50,000 people in here!
Massive protests. You know, the media said it was only 3,500 people.
What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish buffets.
The mainstream media is never, ever, ever going to be on our side because they're owned and controlled by the very people we're fighting against.
They've identified that area as being a really strong area. Strong men, strong morals, strong customs.
You are the toughest. You have the strongest family, community connections, religious connections. You guys are unbreakable. And they know that they target and break you first, and makes it easier for them to break the rest of us.
Stand the fuck up. Don't be the reason why our future generations look back and think, where the heck were they?
This is the time. There is not going to be another time unless we shake this down.
Wow, huh?
Amen, yes.
Wow. So, civil disobedience becomes a sacred duty when the state becomes lawless or corrupt. That's where we are, friends. Hey, Spencer, real quickly, pull up for me if you could. I was thinking about this morning. That's a powerful video, friends. It's a powerful video. Pull up the Declaration of Independence, Spencer, real quick. Because I've been pondering this. I've been pondering this, folks. We talk about rights, the rights of the people, right? First Amendment, Second Amendment, Bill of Rights, constitutional rights. I want you to look right here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator. Wait, I'm going down. Keep going. I'm sorry. And that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men. So our rights come from God, secured by government. Government's taking our rights, friends. They're not securing our rights. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I do not comply. That when, folks, this is a legal document, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, what kind of government? Any form of government becomes tyrannical over the people. It is the right of the people. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect the safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security, such has been patient sufferance of these colonies. There we are, folks. Our right.
Bam.
Our right to overthrow this government. Oh, yeah, overthrow. What? Yeah. They overthrew us. Luciferians took control of the cabal of how many people at the top of this thing? I don't know. Would it be how many really? When it gets right down to it, how many people are pulling the strings? Is it 100 people worldwide that's doing it? Who's pulling the strings in the American government? You really think it's Nancy Pelosi? You really think that? You really think it's, what's his name, that other guy, Chuck Schumer? You really think that? You really think it's Joe Biden? Folks, we have a seized nation, a Luciferian government. So we're going to have to come to some point and get our head stuck out of the Bible and this Romans 13 crap and continue to think that we're supposed to obey a tyrannical government. And I've asked this question before, and I don't care if they're listening. I don't care if they're listening. Why would I ever pay $1 of tax money to this government? Can somebody explain to me? I'm waiting $1 of government money to this tax. Can somebody tell me something? Spend all those billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in weapons and give it to the Taliban? And I misspend a nickel at Past Assault Ministries and the IRS comes knocking on my door? There's something wrong here, friends. There's something seriously wrong here. And every one of you get up every day and go to work. Many of us do get up every day and go to work and try to provide for our families and do the right things. We don't even own our freaking schools. We don't even run our schools anymore, friends. We don't even run our local governments. We see local people go to meetings and try to stand up against their local governments, and the local government treats them like they're a bunch of knaves. What the hell's going on? And what point, if we're going to be able to rescue America for the future of our children and our grandchildren, we got to do something, and we got to do it now. What does that look like? Well, I'll shut up for a minute. You tell me. What does that look like? Continue to bend over? Continue to comply? Continue to pay property taxes so they can teach your children how to have butt sex? Is that what we're supposed to do? That's the righteous thing we're supposed to do, Christians? That's where we are? Huh? Pay tax dollars so they go over and spend billions and billions of dollars of weapons and give it to the enemy? We're supposed to do that? That's what it's all about? That's what it means to be American? Really? Well, count me out. Count me out. It's told me right here in my Declaration of Independence, I got the right and the duty to throw those bastards off. Got the right and the duty to do it. We just ain't got the balls.
Dave?
Yeah.
We got to go back and learn what the founders knew and how to implement these things. We have been totally dumbed down, including myself. I just learned more about the impeachment process. Well, they make it look like it's supposed to be this weird, unusual, extreme thing. No, it should be very common. And if we did it, and if we had godly men in place, we could do impeachments and reverse this nasty mess without throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Jack, do you believe that we are actually having arguments with our local school boards about what we can do with our own children, that we have stooped that low, that we think those people, those five elected officials sitting on that school board, can tell us what the hell they're going to teach our children? Are we really there?
The people have been programmed. The people are nothing but programmed mouthpieces. I watched it the other night. There should have been 25 patriots at a school board meeting. They had the opportunity. The school board brought in 6 or 7 local medical experts to answer questions. There were two people to ask them questions. And boys, they didn't want to talk about what I want to talk about.
I bet they didn't. Well, Jeff Klein's been in the same thing up there in Mount Vernon. Jeff, tell us what's going on up there, Jeff.
Well, I did 2 months of school board meetings with 4 or 5 of us. It grew a little bit. Now we had, last week, we did Tuesday night at East Knox. We had about 60 to 70 people there. And Dr. Laura Murnane went in, and we talked him into letting her speak first.
Who's Dr. Laura Murnane, Jeff?
She works at Knox Community Hospital here in Mount Vernon. She's against the jab, against the mask, she calls it the fake-demic. That's what she calls it. Now, can you imagine being a doctor in your own community and you're standing up? She spoke 1 hour and 17 minutes in our church.
Speaking against the medical system. Can't do that. Can you? No, you got to bend over and let them ram you with it. You can't speak against it. Go ahead.
She goes into the East Knox School Board meeting, and she puts the mask on a woman and tells them, the meter should read about 400 in the air right here. Puts it behind the mask, and that thing shot to 3,000, whatever it is, measures of bacteria. And she said it'll go as high as 5,000 or 7,000. I mean, it was just incredible. So we have all these people there. They go in the back. Boy, they closed down and went in executive session.
Oh, I bet they did, huh? I bet they did, because why? They're your rulers, Jeff.
But the little Christians, but the little Christians of the school board opened up the meeting with prayer to make it look good for everybody. You know what I mean? So they went in the back room, voted 4-1, keep the mask. She spoke for about 10 minutes. She didn't do 3. She went about 10. So we organized afterwards. Now what we're doing now is tomorrow night is Fredericktown School Board meeting. We are going to Fredericktown, Mount Vernon, East Knox, and Danville people. We're going to go to each other's school boards. And we'll end up filling these rooms up. People are getting hot. One military guy spoke up, and he reamed him.
Folks, listen to this. Hang on, Jeff. Listen, friends. The insurance companies run everything. I can promise you that they take those 5 school board members, they take them back in what they call executive session, which means you don't get to hear it. And the superintendent comes in and tells them how much they're going to be sued if they don't do this. And the insurance company isn't going to cover them if they don't do this. And then they come out and they vote 4-1 because they're scared. They're scared. See, they're scared of the insurance company. They're not scared of Jeff Klein and his little band of warriors, right?
Amen. Right? Yep. And I told Mr. Larkin, the superintendent down there at East Knox, I talked to him after the meeting because these people are reaming him. I mean, they're getting nasty with him. Very, very nasty.
God, he works for them.
Yeah. And that's why I told him, I said, he's scared to death. And all he keeps telling everybody, the public is saying, well, he keeps saying, talk to my attorney. I said, I went to him and I've met him before. And he's supposedly a good Christian man. Mr. Larkin, I know what your problem is. You're scared of the lawsuits. They're going to come after you. I said, we need to band together and do the right thing. Well, I got a really good time with him. And you can see the look of fear in his eyes. He's scared to death. He don't know what to do. You know what I mean? It's just pathetic.
I'll tell him what to do.
I told him.
Resign. Resign if you're going to be a chicken. Get the hell out.
Well, now we found out yesterday morning at church, they have let Dr. Laura go at Knox Community Hospital. She's out. She is gone. Now she's coming to our school board meetings, and she's going to keep speaking.
Oh, so she got off the reservation. Is that what happened to her? And she went in there and she started talking to the people who, by the way, paid the taxes at Knox Community Hospital. And she stood up and spoke up for them. And so they had to boot her ass out. Is that what you're telling me, Jeff?
I do.
Hey, listen, I know I said ass. I don't care. If you guys get upset about that, and you don't get upset about what's going on, I don't even know what to tell you. Come on in, Joanne. Thanks, Jeff, for what you're doing, man. I'll say this about Jeff Klein. He puts his money where his mouth is. He puts his boots to the ground. And I salute you, Jeff. Come on in, Joe.
You can tell we're starting to have an effect up there in D.C., Coach, because Pelosi just recently ran it through about permanently putting the fence back up. So they're running scared. It's happening right now.
Joseph, she works for us. She doesn't rule over us. Friends, she works for us. She doesn't rule over us. When are we going to understand this? When are we going to understand that it's a Luciferian cabal that's at work, right? Now, let me take you through something I've got written down here. I'm trying to see who's got Michelle and Tracy. Hang on. I'll be right with you a second. You guys know what stare decisis is? Stare decisis. It's how they've got control of this nation. Stare decisis is a legal concept saying basically previously decided cases. Roe versus Wade is legal today because of stare decisis. They decided back in 1973 that a woman had a right to abort her baby. That became the law of the land, even though it is not a law. But every time a law comes before the Supreme Court or any court in America, the judge immediately goes to stare decisis. When he's making his ruling, he goes back and looks at what some judge ruled in 1828. And said, that's established law now. It's not established law. It ain't no law. It's a court decision. That's why they call it stare decisis. Decisis meaning decision. A court decision. In 1825, still ruling America today. They tell us that an unborn baby isn't a human being. Why? 1973. How long ago was that? Can somebody help me out here? What kind of technology did we have in 1973? And they still want to tell us, even though we now know with ultrasounds and all the magnificent science that we have, that they can go in and do surgery on my little, oh my Lord. And today we still believe stare decisis regarding unborn babies. Are you? Oh, I want to swear. The hell's wrong with us? We know that's a human being. We know it's a human being. They got to kill it. And our entire governmental system is run by stare decisis. But what some judge ruled 5-4 back in 1922. It's destroyed us. Our governments, we go to those same idiots on the Supreme Court who are owned by the Luciferians for them to give us direction on what's legal and not legal when I can read the freaking Declaration of Independence in the Constitution. And I'm smart enough to say that Congress shall make no law. I get it. I don't need anybody need an interpretation on that. Congress shall make no law. So anybody out there doesn't understand what that means? No, but the court's got to get on and tell you what it means. Because it doesn't mean what you think it means. It means what they think it means. Not what you think. Well, who are you? We're the Supreme Court. We rule over you. You understand? See where we are? So the Luciferians have grabbed control of the courts. And we go around like little mind-numb robots saying abortion's legal. How stupid are we? And at what point is the church going to rise up and say something about it? My wife went to church yesterday because she took the grandkids to church. She said, honey, at least the pastor spoke about the fact that we need to get engaged, that we can't just sit around and pray. And so she thought that was good news. I said, honey, did he tell them how to do it? Did he say, hey, listen, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, here's where we're all going to be. I'll see you there. Did he say that? Well, no, he didn't say that. No, he didn't say that. Why? Because he's a chicken shit. That's why. Sorry. Hey, tune somebody else in. We won't call it for what it is. We treat these pastors like they're something honorable because they got a name pastor and they got a small business called a church. They control everything. What kind of pastor would stand up in front of a congregation and tell people, we believe in choice here, and if you want to take the vaccine, we support your decision. And if you don't want to take your vaccine, we support your decision. Because after all, I'm a pastor, and I'm a loving, caring man, and I wouldn't want to upset anybody because Jesus loves everybody, and I do too. Say, Pastor, did you take it? And he don't want to tell you. You find out that, no, he didn't take it. But you won't tell my wife not to take it? You won't take it, but you're going to let my wife make her own decision. Yeah, it's a penultimate cowardice.
Hypocrite.
I'm feeling better, you can tell. Come on in, Tracy.
Yeah, you're right, Coach, about the insurance, because look what insurance is tied to, your job. It gets people afraid to leave their jobs, to go homeschool their kids. They did that for a reason, and it's unaffordable if you don't have a job to obtain it. So it's attached to your job, and people fear that.
Well, not only that, Tracy, they attach everything to your job. You have to take a vaccination. Why? Well, you won't have your job. Well, I won't have my job. Yeah, I won't get any money. No, you won't get any money. I won't get any medical care. No, you won't get any medical care. Oh, I got to take that jab.
Amen. That's-
Right? And who's behind it? Well, the Luciferian pharmaceutical companies. The Luciferian government. And the church sits around and preaches that we're supposed to obey those bastards. What? What? Come on in, Michelle.
Morning, team. Hi, family. Coach, firstly, back on the vaccines and the frequencies and all this evil that we are seeing in this pandemic, the blood of Christ still protects us. We are still very much protected from all this evil that is all around us. And then on the Christian revolution, Coach, we need to get that thing going here. We've got 12 million people in my country with the first dose. We've got an underground movement of free religious Christians who don't want this vax shot up on us. So we really need to get this ball going, because we're all little sects like you are around your country. We're all just little sects. We're not really banded together. And I think this can band us all together under one thing, one movement. This is for Christ, by Christ.
That's what we're working and trying to do. Hey, Spencer, I clicked something on my screen, and my screen's kind of disappeared. I don't know if you can get in here and clean me up a little bit. So what are we going to do, folks? Really, when it comes down to it, what are we going to do? And part of what I'm trying to do and what we've been trying to do there. Thanks, bud. I tried to get the stack up and I didn't hit the wrong thing, I think. And there we go. Oh my goodness. There are a bunch of hands. I'm sorry, folks. I just now was able to see that. One of my favorite people in the whole world, Claudine Burnham. Come on in here, Claudine. She's one of those radical mothers up there in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, things are going to, we got some stuff going on, but you know, going back to work, they're already after the VA. They're going to be after people on Social Security and Medicare. They're just going to keep going after anybody that's tied to the system. So it's just a matter of time.
Amen. So that's why we got to stand up now, right, Claudine? Right. We got to stand up now.
We're back at the state house. We're trying to get our own Republican rhinos to get in there and talk it up with the governor tomorrow. So big things are going on, and people are in front of all of our hospitals now. We're getting some honk and wave protests going on in front of all our major hospitals as well, because they're going after the medical staff.
Hey, friends, listen, if we say no, they can't do anything about it. We way outnumber them. We do. Now's the time. We got to stand up and kick back and push back and scream back. God bless you, Claudine. You guys are a rock up there, man. Debbie, come on in. Debbie Perkins.
I just went back to the mask thing. I don't know if you guys have heard Dr. Judy Mikovits speak.
Yeah.
You know, she was the one that I remembered that she was arrested in her own home and held for 5 days without charges. Why? Because she's worked with Fauci for 50 years and she knows too much. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she is publishing October the 12th, it comes out, and it's called The Truth About Masks. And it's a small book, and it's $12.99, and I'm going to order a lot of them to have on hand, because she, on Mike Adams the other day, was very explicit about the effects of the masks on people. So I just wanted to let her be to know. You can pre-order at Amazon, even though I hate Amazon. You can pre-order her book there.
Debbie, help me out here, because folks, those of you who don't know, Debbie has a history as a hospital administrator. What's going on behind the scenes in those hospitals, Debbie? How are they reaching these decisions about the protocol and all that kind of stuff? What does that look like?
Well, it's all political. It's all driven by the insurance companies, but mainly it's driven by Medicare. That's the life breath.
There's the old Lucifer guy, huh?
The biggest fear a hospital can have is for them to come in and say, we're going to do a Medicare audit on you and suspend your payments. They can't survive without Medicare. And so they are so tied to the government that they have no choice. And these CEOs and the board of directors, because I've been the secretary to many boards of trustees, and they all are average citizens that maybe have one doctor, and they make decisions based on their financial report. And from the smallest hospital to the biggest one.
Unbelievable.
Matter of fact, Baylor has a billboard in Temple that's one of those rotating ones that now says 97% of hospital admissions are the unvaccinated.
That's a lie.
And I just said the other day, I wish somebody would just go paintball that sign, you know.
And maybe I'll drive down there and do that. That sounds like something I could do.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to put Chad Estes on that paintball.
Yeah. He can't throw anything, though. He'd have to he'd have to use a brush.
Hey, coach.
That's the choice. Yeah. That's the deal.
Thanks, Debbie. Jack?
Debbie, isn't it absolutely graved in stone that if you're subsidized, then you're compromised? Once you're subsidized, you are controlled. You already agreed to do whatever they say so you can get the subsidy. Everything that's subsidized. If you're subsidized, you're compromised.
Pretty simple.
Well, you're right. But here's what happens with Medicare and the government. They keep hospitals on the verge of being broke a lot because in order to get Medicare, you have to have all these extra departments in your hospital that are not generating any income for Medicare quality, for Medicare this and that and the other. And so they keep them on the verge. Even though hospitals have a lot of money, they're on the verge of being broke and have nothing in reserve.
The folks, it's the Luciferians. Luciferians are running the Medicare system. Luciferians are doing that. Come on in, Kevin Van Story. And Reggie.
A little bit of Dave Dobenbar's rubbed off on me, and I'm just enough of a pain in the ass to get after every one of the state legislators that are within 100 miles of me and state senators, and I've provoked them enough that on Wednesday we're going to have a rally at the Capitol in Jefferson City at 10 o'clock in the morning to push Governor Parsons to tell Joe Biden to take this whole thing and stick it up his backside. So I'm going to be up there Wednesday morning. Every weekend I've been up at the corner of 7th and Rangeline in Joplin, standing out there with a bullhorn, street preaching and trying to wake some people up. And, you know, I've got flipped off enough and screamed at enough, but I've got a lot of people that are saying that, you know, this crazy guy's going to keep after it until somebody does something. And I was telling people, hey, if you got 10, 15 minutes, stop over here and join us. And we ended up having about 40 or 50 join us. And instead of having 20 or 30, and then, I mean, I'm going to do it again this weekend. Saturday, I'm going to do the same thing. So
keep after him. Build.
I'm not going to stop. There's no stopping me now.
We can't stop. Now, listen, Spencer, pull up for me Club of Rome. Reggie, I'm leading to you because I know you're probably going to have something to say about this. Folks, this is Jeremiah Project. It talks about the Club of Rome. And I'm not going to take time. Spencer, put this in the chat for those who are in the chat. okay, stick it in the chat. The Club of Rome, and explains, I don't know if you can see down there at the bottom. I'm not going to take time to go through it. The Club of Rome hang on a second. Right there, Spencer. Make that a little bigger if you could. The Club of Rome was established in 19... Slide down a little bit, man. I'm sorry, up top. Go to the top. There it is. Founded in 1968. Club of Rome. And the Club of Rome's purpose is... Slide down now. If you see cultural Marxism there. Stop. Oop. Destroy Christianity. Destroy biblical or traditional family. These are the goals of the Club of Rome established in 1963. Folks, Vatican, Rome, Vatican, Rome, Vatican, Lucifer, Rome, Vatican, Lucifer, Rome. Come on in, Reggie.
You're right, Coach. There's a book out there called, I'm looking at it. It's called The Plot Against the Church. For you who are not Catholic, you can ignore the parts that, you know, you may not agree with in far as when they speak about the sacraments. I don't really care about that. But the point is you really need to find it. It's by Pinay, Marcel. It's Pinay, P-I-N-E-Y. Anyhow, that Club of Rome goes hand in hand with the fifth column in the ninth circle. You guys really need to start studying and focusing on the Vatican and the history of it. Also, it's true. It's really true. I'm a victim of a Roman Catholic ritual. I never said that publicly, but I will. So if you have any questions, you can contact me. But anyhow, Coach, what I wanted to ask is all these many Christians say we want to be in this fight. But I have a question. Are you guys willing to go back and amend your W-2s and write exempt right now to stop funding? Because
Amen, Reggie.
That's what it's going to take.
That's what it's going to take.
Yep. And one last thing. I just wanted to read this quote because it says it's a quote from the Biden administration. It says, the goal of the requirements and how they're pressing on everybody is to render being unvaccinated so burdensome that those who haven't received shots will have little choice other than to get them.
The Luciferians. Hey, real quickly, John Diamond just sent me a message. John Diamond has Clay Clark on his show this morning. You know, John, I'm sorry, John, at 10 o'clock, I think you're on, or maybe it's 9 o'clock. John Diamond live with Clay Clark. And he's going to push the ChristianRevolution.net today as well. By the way, I pre-taped my show. My show will air at 11 o'clock today on, what the heck is it, my Brideon.tv. So, again, if you guys can just get in there and view it, it helps the views and helps us all out here. Okay, let me see. Golly. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it amazing what the Lord's revealing to us? But here's our problem now, friends. What are we going to do? Like that pastor gets in the church tomorrow. Wow. If we're just sitting in our prayer closets, we're not being effective. We have to get involved. Okay. Tell me again, pastor. How you got them involved this week? Where are you going leading them? Which school is it? Which library is it that you're taking your people? See, they want to, they say platitudes like that. When they don't have any stones themselves to go out. They're freaking cowards. They're people pleasers. And those are the ones that we're supposed to be getting direction from. Are you kidding me? Cowards. Cowards. Cowards go first, Revelation 21:8. Our pastors are cowards.
Come on in,
Naomi, and then Craig.
Okay, so for those who really don't want to shop on Amazon, Dr. Mikovits's book is also on Barnes & Noble. And then, you know, we're so concerned, I've said this before, we're so concerned about what's in the jab, but we don't care what's on our plate and what the ingredients are, and we really don't care about the chemo. The difference between the chemo and the jab, that's my opinion. And we're so concerned about the jab, but not about the rest of it.
Well, it's an education process for us, Naomi. Jeff Nell, come on in.
Well, I'm a little conflicted. There's an organization called Battle Born. It's a slogan for the state of Nevada. The thing is, they have a transgender man on their group. So I'm conflicted. Should I push forward with them or just totally ignore them altogether?
I don't know enough about it to give you any advice on it, man. Sorry. Craig, come on in.
Yeah, getting back to the Pope. He's going to have a big meeting at the United Nations about climate change. Watch this being pushed down. You know what day he decided to pick do that, Coach?
No.
November 1st. You know what that is? Right to October 31st, the day of the flood. This was not picked arbitrarily. It's tied into what you're saying. This is a Luciferian system.
Hey, Craig, listen.
What's the Pope doing about pushing climate change? He's supposed to be talking about repentance and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Brother, it's so obvious to see, isn't it? Tracy.
Sorry, I just want to go on what Naomi said. People are listening to you, girl. I am putting the skins of my kiwi, and I'm raw beating it, and the nuts of my avocado in my smoothie. It's baby steps.
Awesome.
It's baby steps. Exactly right. Right. Dale, come on in then, Jeff.
Hey, man, Coach, going back to what you started with in the reading, not only is it the right, but it is the duty of the people. Remember, Lucifer always tries to copycat, right? So they've had their shot around the world. They're about to hear the shot fired that is going to cause the revolution around the world.
It's coming for sure, folks. It's coming for sure. But you better understand this. The Luciferian government is in control of everything. They're in control of everything. They're going to take the weapons that you paid for and use them against you. Do you understand that? You understand that? That when those police officers show up at your house, it's going to be with guns that you bought? You get that, don't you? And it's because the government is Luciferian. They are not. I love America. I don't love my government. I don't trust my government. I can't think of one elected official that I trust. I can't think of one elected official that has stood up publicly and said no to vaccines. Anybody know anybody? Where's the Republican leader? What's his name? What's that guy's name? Mitch McConnell. Has he stood up? You hearing any of that? No, because they're all freaking Luciferians. No man can serve two masters. You can't serve Jesus and the pharmaceutical companies. You can't do both, friends. We don't have any Christians.
Amen.
No Christians Amen. In government. No women. No brave Christians in government. No real Christians in government. And so what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? What do you think, Betty Perkins? What should we do? I lost you there, Betty. Come on in, Joe Allen. Dan Bukowski. Good to see you, Dan.
Good this is why Pelosi's putting the fence up, Coach. They had this gentleman in Biden wanted to put in there for the ATF, Congress, some Republicans and rhinos voted them out. Now our president is putting him as a gun czar to take our guns away.
So Joseph, would it be against the law for me to openly oppose my government?
No.
It's my right.
It's our Constitution.
It's my right and it's my duty. See, the problem is when I do that, then I get to go stand before the Luciferian courts, right? You say, listen, I don't want to pay my income tax anymore. And the Luciferian courts that are paid for by your taxes, who need your tax dollars, you go stand before them and then they tell you you have to. You say, well, no, I don't have to. Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And every dollar in my pocket belongs to Almighty God. It doesn't belong to the government. You have no power to take that money from me. But they do have power. Why? Because they're the Luciferian government. They make the rules. They enforce the rules. They have the attorneys that enforce the rules. And you think you get a fair trial. Fair trial. A fair trial. Fair trial would be me and Jeff Nell and Jeff Klein and Naomi and Betty Perkins sitting around and making a decision about it. That'd be a fair trial. Because we're free men. We're not. They're Luciferians. They're not free men. God, help us, Lord. Betty, come on in. Can't hear you yet, dear. Can't hear you. Keep trying.
Oh, sorry. This thing has just been fighting with me. It's like a spiritual warfare up here.
Well, it is. It is one. It is spiritual.
Oh, my gosh. We need to get together and fight. I tell you, for the last 2 weeks, that's all I've been. I feel great, but I'm running on empty. And tomorrow's the funeral, and it's at the VA, and he is getting the best burial he ever had. or ever will have. Sorry. I guess that was kind of crazy. But
he only gets one.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I don't even know if the kids are showing up. And I have some family members that won't come because they're worried we're going to get COVID. So I figure stay home. I don't need to worry about you. You know, they're so bad that when they go to the mailbox, they wear gloves, they spray their mail, and they leave it outside for 24 hours. It is nuts. These people are nuts. And then I told them I was taking ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And I tell you what, they about fell off the chair telling me, you're poisoning yourself. I said, I've been taking it for 6 months. Look at, I'm healthy as a horse. You know,
amen. So, by the way,
I'll keep fighting them.
By the way, my good medical doctors told me, are you the folks listening to me? Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are safer than aspirin. Both. Safer than aspirin. And the Luciferian government doesn't want you taking either one of them because they want you dead. I don't know why you don't get it. And at some point, we're going to have to say, I ain't funding this beast anymore. I'm sorry, huh? I'll go to jail. I ain't giving them one more freaking nickel. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I'm going to be home soon. I'm ready to fight with you. And I've been handing out a lot of cards. And I tell you what, you're getting donations for Christian Revolution. I explained it to them. The owners of this hotel, they want to be a big part of it. So we're going to work on it there for you, Coach.
Thanks,
Working
Betty.
On
we'll,
it.
We'll get it. We'll get it. Hey, folks, I got to run.
Listen. Love you, Betty.
Love you, Betty. Hey, please continue praying for little Declan. He's fearfully and wonderfully made. And we need that little guy home. And pray for Maggie's doing well. And everything's good there. I'm healthy again. I'm feeling my oats. I'm traveling to North Carolina. And we're going to raise hell. That's our promise. ChristianRevolution.net. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.